following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Will the world face nuclear war in the next few years? Will nations be destroyed and billions killed in another world war? The Bible gives us the answer. Armageddon is coming. But as frightening as this may seem, God's Word tells us that there is good news on the horizon. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames warns, Armageddon is coming. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. After World War II and the establishment of the United Nations, many thought the world would be peaceful and secure. But the world quickly entered another kind of war, the Cold War. From 1945 to 1990, the Soviet Union and its Eastern European satellites posed a political and nuclear threat to the West and to world peace. In 1989, when the Berlin Wall collapsed, many in the West felt vindicated and felt that the world had become a safer place with values of capitalism and democracy prevailing over communism. But now in the 21st century, our sense of security has again been shattered. The United States and many other nations were shocked back to reality by the tragic events of September 11, 2001. Major terrorist acts on American shores proved to Americans and to the world that our planet remains a very dangerous place. Now, conventional wars haven't gone away either. Dozens of nations are at war, or they are preparing for war with their neighbors. Nuclear nations like India and Pakistan are posturing, saber-rattling alongside the major powers. Did you know that even today, in spite of cordial relations between Presidents Bush and Putin, the United States and Russia can launch nuclear missiles at each other within 15 minutes' notice, just as in the days of the Cold War? And the Middle East remains a powder keg. Are we in danger of another world war? Bible prophecy gives us the answer. Most Bible students are acquainted with the great climactic end-time event known as the Battle of Armageddon. What is it, and how will it affect you and your family? It was on August 6th and August 9th of 1945 that the United States dropped the first ever atomic bombs on the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. A new era of mass destruction had begun. At the end of World War II, General Douglas MacArthur, the supreme commander of the Allied powers, accepted the unconditional surrender of Japan on board the USS Missouri battleship. General MacArthur summarized the historic lesson, quote, "Military alliances, balances of power, leagues of nations all in turn failed, leaving the only path to be the way of the crucible of war. The utter destructiveness of war now blocks out this alternative. We have had our last chance. If we will not devise some greater and more equitable system, our Armageddon will be at our door. The problem basically is theological and involves a spiritual recrudescence and improvement of human character that will synchronize with our almost matchless advances in science, art, literature, and all material and cultural developments of the past 2,000 years. It must be of the spirit if we are to save the flesh." End of quote. Human beings will continue to attempt to find a way to peace. But without acknowledgement of the Creator God and His supreme rulership over the earth, nations will totally fail. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 3 and verse 15, "Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." Is there any danger today of nuclear war? Certainly many of us remember historic conflicts that were very frightening. In 1962, The United States and the Soviet Union played nuclear brinkmanship over the Cuban Missile Crisis. In 1973, President Nixon placed U.S. military forces on nuclear alert when the Soviet Union threatened to intervene in the Middle East war between Israel and its Arab neighbors. And man's inhumanity to man has not ceased. The expulsion of 90% of ethnic Albanians from Kosovo and the thousands of missing or massacred prompted world leaders to speak of another Holocaust. But Kosovo is not the only tragedy since the end of World War II. According to Newsweek magazine, quote, "The Genocide Convention outlawed acts committed with intent to destroy, in whole or in part, a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. Post-war atrocities include Cambodia, 1 million dead, 500,000 displaced, Rwanda, 1 million dead, 3.5 million displaced, Bosnia, 300,000 dead, 2 million displaced," end of quote. Has recent history given evidence to a less dangerous world? No, it has not. You may be acquainted with the doomsday clock posted by the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. It reflects the danger of living in the nuclear age. On June 11, 1998, the scientists moved the minute hand of the clock 9 minutes before midnight. This was a full jump of 5 minutes. Two more nations had joined the nuclear club, India and Pakistan. In their view, the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists saw this as, quote, "a failure of world diplomacy in the nuclear sphere," end of quote. What would it be like for your city to be the target of a 1 megaton nuclear bomb? A megaton is equivalent to 1 million tons of TNT, and a 1 megaton bomb would be 5 to 10 times more explosive than the terrifying atomic bombs that exploded on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In addition to the blast wave, the powerful pulse of heat radiation, and the intense pulse of X-rays, the nuclear explosion triggers powerful firestorms. How many people would be killed by just one bomb? Dr. Alan F. Phillips describes it this way, quote, "The estimates for a city of 1 million or 2 million struck by a single 1 megaton bomb are that about 1/3 of the inhabitants would be killed instantly or fatally injured, 1/3 seriously injured, and the rest uninjured or only slightly injured. That number of injured, if they could be distributed throughout the hospitals of North America, would occupy something like 1/3 of the total number of beds. And of course, no hospital can deal adequately with such an influx of urgent cases within a few days," end of quote. The Hiroshima bomb weighed nearly 9,000 pounds. Today, a suitcase bomb weighing less than 300 pounds could lay waste to a large city. Listen to this from an Associated Press report. Quote, "Had the terrorists at the World Trade Center used a radiological dispersal device, most parts of Lower Manhattan would have been rendered uninhabitable," said Tariq Rauf, director of the Non-Proliferation Program at the Monterey Institute of International Studies. "Its toxic plume could render a square mile or more uninhabitable for a decade or longer. It would cause a huge cleanup and demoralize a city, perhaps a nation. In the case of the 1986 Chernobyl nuclear reactor meltdown, a 6-mile belt around the reactor is still uninhabitable," Rauf said, end of quote. How much more destruction would a total war bring? How much destruction will Armageddon bring to planet Earth? If you have your Bible, turn to the last book, the Apocalypse, or Book of Revelation. In recent years, writers and commentators have often described the ravages of earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, or military devastation as apocalyptic, drawing on the imagery and prophesied turmoil outlined in the Book of Revelation. The 16th chapter of Revelation locates the gathering place for the greatest battle in all history, Revelation 16:14. "Here the kings of the earth and of the whole world are gathered together for what?" Read what it says. "They are preparing for," quote, "the battle of that great day of God Almighty," end of quote. The actual battle is not called the Battle of Armageddon, although that's the common terminology. It's the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Now, where do the armies of all the nations gather? Revelation 16 and verse 16. and they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. Just what is Armageddon? The word Armageddon is a transliteration of the original Hebrew Har Megiddo, which means the hill of Megiddo, or the mountain of Megiddo. Megiddo is located about 55 miles north of Jerusalem in Israel. In ancient times, it guarded the main trade route between Egypt and Damascus. It also overlooks the largest plain in Israel, the Valley of Jezreel, as it's called in the Bible, or the Plain of Esdraelon. The Old Testament records several major battles that took place here. And in World War I, British General Allenby defeated Turkish military forces there in what became known as the Battle of Megiddo. What is Armageddon? And how will it figure in end-time prophecy? The answer lies in knowing the prophetic framework outlined in the book of Revelation and in the Olivet prophecy we've discussed in previous programs. To help you in your study of Bible prophecy, I'd like to offer you an exciting one-hour free audio tape entitled The Day of the Lord. Over 30 prophecies in the Bible reveal future events in the prophetic time period called the Day of the Lord. The book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, particularly gives details of this dramatic and prophetic time. You need to know what impact the Day of the Lord will have on your life. Just what is the Day of the Lord? Our free audio cassette will give you the answers from your Bible. It'll help you understand the prophetic framework leading up to Armageddon. And it will help you in your study of Bible prophecy in your own time and at your own convenience. Just pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy. Call or write today for your free audio tape, The Day of the Lord. You can also order this free audio tape on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. And if you're not already a subscriber to our bi-monthly magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll send you a free subscription. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the deeper meaning of life itself. Be sure to request Tomorrow's World magazine. There's no cost or obligation. And be sure to request your free one-hour audio tape, The Day of the Lord, and Tomorrow's World magazine. Just call or write for your free audio tape, The Day of the Lord.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that mankind is bringing the world to the edge of destruction. And we saw that the nations will gather at Megiddo, or Armageddon, for the battle of that great day of God Almighty. With all the historic battles that have taken place at Megiddo, the word Armageddon has come to symbolize any large-scale destructive and decisive battle. Human beings have invented terrible weapons of mass destruction. Will these bring about our Armageddon? Jesus prophesied of the dangerous times in which we live. Turn in your Bible to Matthew 24 and verse 21. Matthew 24, verse 21. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Jesus was not here speaking of spiritual salvation. He was speaking of the portent of human annihilation, of cosmicide, death of all life on planet Earth. My friends, we need to be spiritually awake. September 11, 2001 should have given us a spiritual wake-up call. But much of the Western world is still indulging in escapism and selfish pleasures. They're ignoring the dangers looming on the horizon and the ultimate tribulation spoken of by Jesus. Now, where does Armageddon fit into the panorama of prophecy? Regular viewers of Tomorrow's World are acquainted with the prophetic outline revealed in the book of Revelation. Turn in your Bible to Revelation, the 6th chapter. Here the Apostle John sees in vision the famous four horsemen of the apocalypse. They symbolize in order false Christs and false religion, war and its devastating effects, famines which normally follow on the heels of war, and pestilences and disease which follow after famine. Revelation 6 and verse 8. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth, to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Even the genocide we've seen since the end of World War II will pale in comparison to the death that will cover the earth. Billions of all human beings on the earth will die as war, hunger, and disease expand over the planet. Yes, we're facing the real danger of human annihilation. The fourth seal of Revelation, or the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, will result in massive deaths of men, women, and children. The fifth seal, as you read in Revelation 6:9, reveals a martyrdom of Christians during the tribulation period of about 2.5 years. Revelation 6, verse 12. Then we read about the sixth seal, which introduces the day of the Lord, the time of God's wrath and judgment on the nations. The sixth seal is referred to as the heavenly signs. Revelation 6 and verse 12. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. God then seals his service to protect them throughout the day of the Lord, the year of God's judgment on the nations. Next, Christ opens the seventh seal of Revelation, which consists of seven trumpet plagues. The first four include great ecological upheaval and devastation, as you read in chapter 9. The Apostle John describes in first century language the modern warfare that he sees in vision. Revelation 9 and verse 7. The shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lions' teeth. And they had breastplates like the breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running into battle. They had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. Their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had as a king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. John is describing the early phases of World War III. Apollyon and Abaddon mean destroyer. The power behind this military force is that of a great spirit being described in Revelation 12:9 as the serpent, Satan, the devil. Yes, Satan is the great destroyer. The sixth angel sounds a trumpet introducing a counterattack from a massive eastern army. We've already seen that the pale horseman, the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, destroyed billions of humans. Now we find even more killing on a global scale. Revelation 9 and verse 16. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions. And out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. Here are descriptions similar to nuclear explosions. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed. By the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. One third of mankind is destroyed. After the massive loss of life under the fourth horseman, now we see about another 2 billion or more killed in World War III. The Apostle John continues with his description in Revelation 9, verse 19. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents having heads, and with them they do harm. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see, nor hear, nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries, or their sexual immorality, or their thefts. God will judge the nations, but he will also step in to save mankind from total annihilation. Revelation 11, verse 15. The seventh trumpet sounds, announcing a new world ruling government under the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Revelation 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." That's the good news, the gospel that this sorry world needs. It's the only solution to this world's problems. I hope you come to yearn for a new world to come, tomorrow's world, ruled by Jesus Christ and the immortalized saints of God. Our loving God promises faithful Christians a glorious future, as we saw in last week's program. My friends, now is the time to turn your life around and be a part of that coming kingdom. I urge you to read your Bible, to get down on your knees before your Creator, the God who loves you. He wants you to avoid the human rebellion we've read about. Thank God that his kingdom is coming. Yes, the kingdom of God will stand forever. The book of Revelation assures us that there will be peace on earth. It promises a universe of joy and glory, and you can be a part of that awesome future. To help you in your study of Bible prophecy, I'd like to offer you our free one-hour audio tape entitled The Day of the Lord. This audio tape will give you the sequence of events and the significant signs you need to watch for. The theme of the book of Revelation is the return of Jesus Christ and the end time events leading up to the coming kingdom of God on earth. The Apostle John describes the events leading up to the seventh trumpet in the prophetic time period known as the Day of the Lord. You need to know more about that prophetic time period. You need this informative and exciting hour-long audio tape, The Day of the Lord. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy. There's no cost or obligation. This audio tape will give you insights into the book of Revelation and deeper understanding of its mysterious symbols. You can also order this audio tape on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. And if you're not already a subscriber to our bi-monthly magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll send you a free subscription. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the deeper meaning of life itself. Be sure to request Tomorrow's World magazine. There's no cost or obligation. And be sure to request your free audio tape entitled The Day of the Lord and Tomorrow's World magazine. Just call or write for your free audio tape entitled The Day of the Lord.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the last part of our program, we saw the exciting good news in Revelation 11:15 that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, is coming back to save humanity from self-destruction. But amazingly, the nations will still want to fight the conquering King of Heaven's armies. Revelation, the 16th chapter, describes the seven last plagues poured out on humanity to humble it and to bring it to repentance. The sixth angel symbolically pours out its bowl on the Euphrates River for the last phase of World War III. Revelation 16 and verse 12. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons, performing signs, which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Satan's demons, fallen angels, gather those armies that were about to annihilate one another and all life on earth. These opposing forces now join one another to fight against Christ that is coming. They gather at Megiddo, but they move southward to Jerusalem to fight Christ there. Notice Joel 3 and verse 1. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there. The valley of Jehoshaphat is between the Mount of Olives and the city of Jerusalem. It is also known as the Kidron Valley, which extends southward for some distance. Yes, the battle of the great day of God Almighty will take place at Jerusalem. Jehoshaphat means judgment of the eternal. God will judge the nations in this climactic battle. Armageddon is coming. God will judge rebellious nations who will even fight against the Prince of Peace that is coming. Today we live in dangerous times. We hear leaders rattling their sabers. They threaten the use of their nuclear might. As the Apostle Paul stated in Romans 3:17, the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Human governments have failed to produce lasting world peace. Only the coming kingdom of God will establish lasting peace. You need to know the framework of Bible prophecy and what lies ahead. Be sure to request your free one-hour audio tape entitled, The Day of the Lord. It will help you understand the future, and it will help you prepare for the days ahead. You can be prepared through our Savior, Jesus Christ. The good news is, in spite of the dangers we now face, the world will not be totally destroyed in a nuclear holocaust. But we individually need to be spiritually awake, alert, and symbolically spiritually clothed. As Jesus said in Revelation 16:15, Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. We should all look forward to the return of Christ to this earth. Now is the time to prepare spiritually, to repent and change your life. Seek God in prayer, read your Bible, and look forward to a new world under the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, when all nations will learn to live by the Bible, the government of God, and the love of God. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World program. You need to know what the Bible reveals about the future. Our free audio tape on the Day of the Lord will help you in your study of the Bible. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week right here at this same time.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579, or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.